Hi, this is George Dersey from Clarity Consulting, and in this module we're going to take a look at back-to-back calls in UCMA 3.0. If you've done any development in UCMA 2.0, you'll remember that the back-to-back call class was available as a sample. In UCMA 3.0, this is a native part of the API. So in a back-to-back call, the UCMA application is going to divide the call into two legs and act as a SIP signaling and SIP signaling proxy. In a back-to-back call, the UCMA application is going to divide the call into two legs and act as a SIP signaling proxy between the two endpoints. The UCMA application will maintain control over communications in the call, though. So this allows the audio to be sent directly between the two endpoints instead of coming through the UCMA application. And this allows the UCMA application to provide some services to the call, such as recording it. Let's take a look at a simple illustration of this. So here you have two user endpoints that are in a call and the UCMA application sitting in the middle there. The UCMA application acts as a SIP signaling proxy between the endpoints. However, it allows the audio media to flow directly between the two endpoints. Let's see a simple example of back-to-back call in action. The back-to-back call class was previously available in UCMA 2.0 as a sample. In UCMA 3.0, the back-to-back call is officially part of the API. Back-to-back calls are very useful in a call center scenario, for example, where a customer calls in, perhaps they go through a quick IVR, and then get connected to an agent. There's two things we need to do here. We need to anonymize the identity of the agent from the customer, and also the application that's running the call center needs to stay involved in the call. For example, it might need to record the call or provide the capability of a supervisor to monitor the call. Back-to-back calls allow us to do that. The application maintains control of the call, but lets audio flow freely between the participants in the conversation. So in this simple example, once I make a call into the application, we'll establish a back-to-back call between the primary and secondary lab users. We'll start by creating an instance of back-to-back call settings. So these are the back-to-back call settings for the incoming call. So I'll get the call from the call received event args for the audio-video call that I made to the application. And then we'll create a new outgoing call to the secondary lab user. So we'll create a new conversation on the application endpoint, and then create a new audio-video call on this conversation. So next, we need to specify the back-to-back call settings for this outgoing call. So we'll create a new instance of back-to-back call settings, specify the call that this applies to, and that we're going to be calling the secondary lab user. Finally, we'll create the new back-to-back call. So we'll create a new back-to-back call, providing the incoming call settings and the outgoing call settings. So we'll call begin establish on the back-to-back call to start the back-to-back call between the primary and secondary lab users. And in the asynchronous callback, we'll establish the call. Let's compile and run this. So I'll call the application. Switch over here. You see that the call appears to be coming from the application. Let me pick up the call. So we're now in a back-to-back call between the primary and secondary lab users. The primary lab user, or for example, the agent, or sorry, the customer, doesn't see the identity of the secondary lab user, and vice versa. So in this module, we took a look at back-to-back calls in UCMA 3.0. Back-to-back calls are really useful when your UCMA application needs to provide services to the participants in a call, such as recording the call.